Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 195 of the Ant King Frequency. How are you going, Larry?
Pretty good, my friend. Pretty good.
Excellent. Good to hear. We're back in the original Ant King Frequency studio. Turned out that after many failed attempts to copy my hard drive onto a new hard drive, I accidentally restarted the old drive with the safe mode and a few other things unlocked, and was able to locate and clear a bunch of viruses that were hidden under my normal operating system. So, yeah, it wasn't the hard drive failing, which I think it is still getting on. It's still 4 or 5 years old by my account, the current hard drive. So probably worth copying anyway. But, yeah, the... I always thought it was a bit of an urban legend that viruses or malware can drastically slow down your hard drive to inoperable levels. I thought that was more ransomware, but no, it was true. It was actually true. So yeah, all good now. Touch wood, and we're back in the Ant King Frequency studio with our theme song and audio clips and everything that we used to have. So yeah. Good times moving forward, and thanks for your patience. Well, we had a bit of a sporadic output, content and quality wise over the past 3 weeks. But last week, Larry, we discussed what you would do, at your prompting, if we ruled the world. Is that right?
Yes, it was a very egotistical, egomaniacal, you know, kind of dictatorish kind of approach to ruling the world.
Sure. And much like a human being evolves from amoeba to a multiple-celled organism to something that swims, to something that crawls, eventually something that walks, I believe that your notion of world order has evolved as well. Did you have a question you wanted to put forward today?
Yes. Even though this is a fictional, kind of hypothetical, extremely hypothetical, even more so than the last time, what if we ruled the planet, but with Silver Age Superman's power set?
Wow, that is a bit of a pull. I'm very much a Bronze Age and beyond comic book reader. I don't have the knowledge and expertise of the Gold and Silver Ages. Do you want to give us, before we get into what the power set is, a little bit of a background to what the Gold, Silver, and Bronze Ages are?
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that right there. Golden Age, we had Superman who could not fly, who could leap. He was a crusader for social change and norm, because it was basically at the time pre by war bond Superman. This is a Superman that would go into the gold, go into coal mines with the coal mine owners. Superman would go disguised. He lured some coal mine owners into a coal mine because the coal mine owners like, haha, our workers don't have safety precautions, don't get paid enough. Superman leads them in there, collapses the mine, threatens them to basically, he'll leave them in there to die unless they give their workers more pay and they give them better benefits and better working conditions. And so eventually they acquiesce, and so he lets them out. To fight sports corruption and betting on college sports, he injects a guy what I have to assume to be with heroin, knocks him out, straps him to a bed, takes the guy's uniform, plays a football game, pisses off both his team, the guy he's trying to you know, be like, pisses off that team and the enemy team because he gets the football. He just walks down the field. Nobody can tackle him or stop him, nothing. So eventually the mobsters who are rigging the game are discovered. Superman busts them and says, all right, here you go. The heroin's worn off. Here's your uniform. Back, go play your football game. So both teams hate this guy, and he gets beat up by both teams. And Superman was a dick in the Golden Age, but he had no real power set.
So we're talking like 1963 and beyond?
No, Golden Age, you're talking 38 to roughly...
Sorry, 36, I was going to say. Because 39 was when Batman came out.
Yeah, 38 to 48 roughly is when you had the Golden Age Superman, like that right there. You did get introduced to more aspects. Most of that was created through the radio show, the popular Superman radio show.
Yeah, like Lex Luthor. Wasn't he introduced in the radio show too?
So, he was, and Kryptonite and other stuff along those lines.
That's right. Kryptonite, I think, was a stopgap because they couldn't locate a voice actor or something at some time. I remember reading once it was a workaround to a script problem that they had, and they just sort of invented it on the spot, if I remember correctly. Anyway, listeners, if you know that the correct occurrence, please let us know. So that's Golden Age. Silver
Golden Age
started when, or more importantly, when did Golden Age end?
They usually say like 1948, roughly. Roughly around the time it ended. So between 48 and roughly 1970, that's kind of like right. I think 1970. That's when like the Silver Age, right there. So during that time, the weirdness of Superman increased. You had him getting animal heads or giant heads, traveling the future, traveling to the past, turning into a caveman, turning into a merman, dating mermaids.
Yeah.
All these imaginary stories where he's an old man with kids or he's a baby, or he's a neglectful father. He's like, this is your baby, Superman. Here's our marriage certificate. Show me as being a whore. Are you being just go around, screw anything that moves. Him racing the Flash and stuff. There's some more, serious takes, but there's usually some very silly stuff.
And then the Bronze Age?
From 1970 to, I believe, 78 or 80.
So I thought Bronze Age went up to basically 84, 85, the whole Watchmen, Dark Knight era.
I want to say Bronze Age, because usually they move the goalposts a little bit. But I think they might not in that regard. But I usually think it's like 78 because that's when the Claremont burn X-Men started.
Right.
To me, that's the modern age of con. To me, that's like, because that's when you actually started putting care. And then Claremont burn, and then Wolfman Perez on Teen Titans, and so on and so forth. Revitalizing Silver Age concepts and making them come to life.
So before we go into the more modern eras, because we could definitely divide the modern age up into, you know, your deconstructionist, your chromium era, gatefold
dark
era.
Ages.
let's ignore that. Let's focus on those three key periods of classic comics: gold, silver, and bronze. Just quickly, what was gold about, what was silver about, and what was bronze about? Because I've heard it said that bronze was about comics being injected with more and more reality. That was when Speedy got, on heroin, and Green Lantern and Green Arrow were wandering America trying to find the soul of America, and, comics were starting to get a little bit realer. Harry Osborn was on drugs. That's what I heard was the Bronze Age's sort of defining aspect or character. Would that be right?
That's very accurate, because the Golden Age was wherever the wind was blowing. Before the war, before World War II, it was, social issues coming out of, this is, FDR You know, the New Deal, fighting corruption and criminals, and, you know, oh, this person's wrongly convicted of a crime. Superman's got to stop it. You know, these kind of, but then after the war and then, you know, during the war and then after the war, it was, you know, he's got to go slap a Jap, you know, that kind of stuff, which is just a little too rough around the edges for stuff nowadays. You can't go around. It's like Superman goes to, you know, Syria, you know, that kind of thing. It wouldn't work today.
And to any of our Japanese listeners, sumimasen kudasai.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that's the way things have rolled out, but they would put that stuff on the cover, you know, the stereotypical, you know, the propaganda. Yeah. And after the war, then it started moving into the science fiction, the atomic stuff, and then that's the birth of, you know, they say there's an atomic age, but it's like really between like 45 and or like 47 and 50, you know, I usually skip over the atomic age because it's so much of a blip in the midst.
So if I had to really dumb it down for someone like me, golden age is formation, anything goes, sort of almost finding the rules of the medium.
Yes.
Silver age is that cemented, these are the heroes, this is what they do.
Carved into not just, you know, not just stone, like this. Well, these are set rules of the characters, or set as in hero does a hero thing, villain does the villain thing, no deviation of that.
Yeah.
And it's usually a lot of very heavy sci-fi stuff. There's
other
stuff.
And then the bronze is, hey, we've made our heroes, and now we're going to inject a little bit of man's world in there. Yeah. Yeah. Or make the heroes more relatable to the reader. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So now that we've got that context, because I reckon context is for kings, Mr. Larry King, Superman's power set. In the Silver Age, we're not talking something that was the same from the start of the Silver Age to the end of the Silver Age, are we?
No, we're talking about a character that has evolved powers over the time. Basically, whatever story needs it, he gets the powers.
Okay, so
needs something weird.
What did he enter and leave with the Silver Age that remained consistent?
All right, his classic powers pre-Silver Age. Because eventually they added the flight. Mm. So he had super strength already, durability, super speed, heat vision, freeze breath, enhanced senses. So basically, you know, hearing. I think at one time, you know, he probably still has the smell. Like he has like a super smelling powers. He'd be a great,
wolfhound.
Wine connoisseur.
Oh.
Or wolfhound. Sommelier. There you go. X-ray vision. And, you know, that was right there. That is just the golden age.
They're just the basics. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So, hit us up with some of these wacky Silver Age variants.
Okay, you have telepathy, telekinesis, hypnosis, creates duplicates of himself that are smaller, super-powered version duplicates of himself, phantom duplicates of himself, healing factor, because he apparently can get hurt, sick, but then revive from that, time travel, and superhuman intellect, not to mention incredible super-powered strength. The joke of, I always bring it up, Superman being able to tow planets with a giant chain.
Yeah.
Now, that right there, once you start introducing these kind of aspects, that one just breaks reality. It doesn't break the rules of physics. It breaks reality.
Well, and it also presupposes there's a universal size forge capable of making said chain, but yeah.
Well, hey, Superman, hell, there's probably some power for Superman if he imagines it comes to life. Well, there was a thought beast, the Kryptonian thought beast, you know, that was introduced. So there are some, you know, some interesting stuff going on, but yeah.
So with these wacky new powers, does he have them all at one time, or is he like, who's that Legion of Superheroes guy? Is it Ultra Boy who can only access one power at a time?
Well, from what they've never really nailed that down, so he could have them all at the same time, or he might not. So that's where it gets kind of. The vagueness of the comics back then, because they were just telling the stories all willy-nilly, which in many regards, like, imagine you have the ability to basically do anything. You are sorry, Superman, for all intents and purposes, is a god. He is, you know, he was hanging out, you know, with deity-like beings and fighting aliens and all this other craziness. So at that point, he was a god. And eventually, I mean, I didn't say that going to go to his head, but it's like, you know, like that, you could have that aspect of, you know, where being able to, like, oh, you're reaching out to save someone, and turns out you send out one of your little superpower duplicates that flies right at him, knocks him off the edge.
So, you know, like, you've set up an extremely fanciful, unlimited science fiction beast of a man.
Yes.
Was he being scribed or at least edited by a consistent person during this time? Or was there just a whole fleet of writers, you know, jumping on and off that bicycle?
I think it was Mort Weisinger, and you had Otto Binder, and then you had Julie Schwartz. You had all these people. You had some, but they could easily say at the end of the story, like, what, you know, it's an imaginary story. That's the thing. Like, oh, this is, you know, this craziness to happen, or have, you know, Mixia Spitlick show up, and oh, see, it was all kind of craziness. And so, in that being that regard, you can kind of hand wave it away, but that power set still remains for a potential usage. It depends on he ain't really showing up, you know, like, and using that power set all the time.
So, were there any powers in this power set that were more consistent than others? Were there ones that just, you know, appeared for an issue, and as opposed to ones that lingered throughout the age?
Well, the intellects remain, because he's basically become a super scientist.
Yeah,
where he builds his own robots, he builds his own Fortress of Solitude, he builds everything. I mean, he's, you know, he's not some just, hey, he's just an average guy from Kansas. That's the problem, like, with certain aspects. Like, well, if he's more like the comics, if he was, then he'd be the gold, you know, silver golden age Superman's very relatable. He's a guy, a man of the people, fighting for what's right. Silver Age Superman, even Bronze Age to that degree, where it's this, you know, he's on such a high intellect, it's like you can't really, I couldn't, you know, you can say he's not, you know, this kind of snobbish super brain, but he in many ways is that kind of super brain.
The way I always interpreted his intelligence, mostly thanks to Morrison and Quitely's All-Star Superman, was just that he's synaptic responses are so fast that he comes off as super intelligent, where really he just is able to think as many thoughts that as you think in a week, he's able to process in a second.
So I think that makes him super smart, though. That's the thing. It's like, you know, if you're working, your brain's working at a faster rate.
No, because that means if you were given a week to think of what he thought of in a second, you should come to the same conclusion. That's processing speed, not processing power.
But no, there's the power there too, because he has more aspects with being able to hear, see, smell, sense, whatever, from, you know, like, oh, he's able to see the radio waves and X-rays and ultraviolet stuff, this, that, whatever, the multiple spectrums, and be able to take all that in. Like, I think there's one Superman story where he was flying through Metropolis, as I'm pretty sure Silver Age, and because he's so dense, his body is so dense, a Superman image, like a silhouette, a black silhouette, would show up on people's TV screens because he would fly in front of the signals coming into their radio frequencies and the ultra high, the VHF, UHF frequencies that would come into their TVs through their antennas. And he would fly through it, and like a Superman silhouette would come across your screen where he was, the signals could not penetrate his body, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
But I like that. I really like that.
Superman's got an AT field.
You know what? He pretty much does.
Yeah. And they did that in All-Star Superman, if you remember. That's how he saves the Professor Q, whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's this. Like, so Silver Age Superman, for the most part, there are, you know, almost the sky is the limit. So but at that same time, the reason being superpowered, being a Superman, Silver Age Superman, and, like, you know, ruling the earth, as it were, you be able to, for all intents and purposes, understand the plight of the people. You'll be able to read their minds. You'll be able to experience what they experience from a distance, because we'll never be able to walk, you know, a mile in someone else's shoes. But you could be hovering over a landmass and be able to observe not only with your eyes but your ears. And hell, you some of your little miniature Supermen down to hide in the grass, peering out behind the grass, which seems like a first page of an issue in my regard. Watching something go down, that can and you have a connection to that mini Superman that can relay the message back to you.
Well, I've got to agree. I think of all the powers in that power set, the only one that relates to effective order and control of the universe is anything that contributes to omniscience. Telepathy definitely allows you to effectively read the hearts, minds, and souls of men. If we had telepathy, we could successfully introduce capital punishment. I believe that knowing or not knowing absolute truths in that way is the one thing that stops us from having that, from bringing back in capital punishment, that risk of hanging the wrong man. Whereas I think telepathy would most definitely change that. The only other things within those power sets, I don't know if you said it, but I can extrapolate from what you've described that he'd be able to do it, Superman 2 notwithstanding, is time travel.
Time travel, yeah, because it's that point where there would be issues where he would just basically fly off into the sky and end up in medieval times.
Okay.
And it was
and that's like without the Legion's help, right?
Yeah, this is before the Legion existed, and it's this, you know, he was doing, and then some of them after, so it's like he was time traveling all over the place, even without a time bubble, and having these adventures, and some, like I said, some of them were imaginary, but not all of them were, but it was this idea of him being able to, you know, muck with the time stream no matter what, you know, it, I mean, how fascinating would that be? Now, that being said, is it like that, I subscribe to a theory that if time travel was real, if I had a time machine right now and I go back in time trying to change something, like I could go back in time, but it'd be more similar imagine instead of kind of time cop ish, like you go back in time, but then there's a ripple and then you get, you know, you can be brought back to where you left at that exact moment you left. The problem is once you leave your timeline and you go back to first, when students enter a previous past time, that creates an alternate universe, that creates an alternate timeline.
Yeah.
And doing so, anything positive that you do, like, oh, go back in time, you kill Hitler, you go back in time and you machine gun down Genghis Khan, or, you know, anything like that, like these people saying you got to kill cats, you know, because the cats are the work of the devil, you prevent the Black Death from sweeping Europe or whatever, or you prevent the Crusades or Inquisition or, you know, the death of Caesar, what have you. It doesn't affect you your timeline. It affects that timeline.
Yeah.
Until you leave. And then that timeline keeps going. It's like, oh, this person showed up, did this, and then it's gone. That right there, I think that's what would happen with Superman. He'll go back in time or save me or you if we had these powers. I'll go back in time and see what the world was like. Like, you know, I could go back with a video camera and record prehistoric Earth. I could step on and kill as many dinosaurs as I want. It wouldn't affect me. It wouldn't affect my timeline.
Well, I wasn't using it in an adventurous sense. For me, it was more about, you know, did Billy kill Bobby? Let's go back in time and watch, you know, that kind of observation.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you could go back there, and even if you were to encounter a past self of your own self where two of you exist at the same time, which would be kind of weird and probably cause some, like, you know, fracturing of the, you know, time-space continuum. But even then, it's like if you're a question, like, you know, even if you don't want to do capital punishment, I'm pretty sure with that intellect, with that superpowered intellect that Supes has, the Silver Age Supes, those powers, you or I could create some kind of version of the Phantom Zone and just project them into the Phantom Zone. It's not living, it's not dead, but it's somewhere else's problem.
I think, and with all due respect, because thank you for bringing up the topic tonight, I think you've picked the wrong hero to rule the world with.
Really? So who would you go with?
I'd choose the Spectre.
The right hand of God. Good choice. For those who don't know, Spectre, Golden Age character. He was a cop named Jim Corrigan. He died. He got brought back as a Spectre. He died, but still yet lived because he became the Spectre. Right hand of God. They elaborated on more. Basically, he's the wrath of God. He is the wrath of God, and
time is but a veil for him to pass through. He's all powerful, all knowing, all present. He judges
Phantom Stranger too,
though he's somewhat bound by earthly form.
True. He can't grow to a giant. He can't eat criminals. He can't.
Spectre's been known to keep Superman in check.
Yeah, it's
that's how powerful Spectre, he is.
He's a scary character when you think about it. It's like imagine how hard it would be to try to be atheist in the DC universe. Yeah. It's like you're just an all powerful alien being. Like, what else is you're a guy who thinks he's the right hand of God. Like, Why don't you go tell that to
yeah?
Why don't you go tell that to Spectre, Jim Corrigan?
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck,
yeah. Look, the Ghostbusters crew. It's like, are you a god in the DC universe? Yes.
Yeah. but yeah, I don't know. Superman for me has never been about about law enforcement, about making the world a better place through that kind of.
But the reason I can't have, because if Superman had all these powers in the comics, you could never have the stories that you have. It's the same thing with Batman. Oh, Batman has a code. He doesn't kill. Batman's code's BS. Batman's code was invented so he wouldn't get rid of his rogues gallery. Hey, people like these characters, these villains. We got to keep them around, but we also got to make them a threat. So let's invent this code where Batman doesn't kill. Even though Batman did kill for the longest time, it's because they don't want to have to get like, oh, Joker's a popular character. Oh, people like the Riddler. People like Catwoman. It's like, you start getting rid of these characters. You have to either invent whole new ones or your stories start to end. It's like crime starts dropping and Gotham turns into like the Beaver Cleaver, whatever happy, wonderful place to be.
We both really like the Man of Steel film far more than most, it seems. One of the things that nails it for me is what Jor-El says to Superman. And we hear it as early as the first trailer for the film that comes out when he says something. He says, you'll give the people an ideal to strive towards. They'll race behind you. They will stumble. They will fall. But in time, they will join you in the sun. Superman is an example. And that's how Superman's always been in my head and my heart. Superman is an example to follow. Even as a fictitious character, there is WWSD in me. There's when I'm at a crossroads, I know this sounds stupid and puerile, but there's a part of me that goes, what would Superman do?
I appreciate that part. And don't get me wrong, I really do, but I mean if I were Superman, I'd be a benevolent dictator. I would be a benevolent dictator. Yeah, I would
make sure that's not Clark Kent Kal-El. That's Red Sun.
That's Larry King Superman. See, I'm not kidding. It's like I'd be more Red Sun Superman. I think that's the reason I resonate with that story. And it's like, if not the best, and definitely in the top three of all time. Elseworld stories. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Red Sun Superman's a better story than Kingdom Come. And it's one of these, it's a simple little tweak, but that's the best part. It's like a simple tweak, landing in the Soviet Union rather than landing in Kansas.
Yeah.
And it works. And, what would the difference would be? It's like, in his nature, it's like, any horrible thing I do, I'd be doing out of goodness in my heart, though. It's like, hey, these people are genociding a whole region. While those are genociding that region, they get turned into ash. There's no rehabilitation for that. Oh, like these child predators. Oh, I'm so sorry. They're frozen and turned into popsicles in space. They've exploded. It looks like confetti.
Yeah.
Confetti in space. Oh, mommy, look at those twinkling stars. And turns out this is like Larry just grabbing.
That's 2 million child rapists dispersed in the atmosphere.
It's like, imagine how beautiful that'd be. It's like, why don't we get to see more twinkly stars? Well, because if people have gone underground. He's cleaned out Hollywood.
Oh, jeez. There's now two directors left.
Pretty much. You know. Oh, God. I think that would be right there. So if I had those powers, I think that would scare a lot of. I mean, you'd have people trying to figure out how to. If I had those powers, people would try to figure out how to kill me. I'd have my little Superman Larrys running around, like spying on people, like that would try to conspire to kill me, not just average people.
Yeah.
But then it would twist it. It's like, is Larry spying on you? And it has like a little, it has like a picture of me, like the whole kind of the World War II propaganda stuff, like the German soldier looking over the wall and like the little, but it'll have like the little mini me's like lined up. It's like, they could be anywhere. It's like, well, what you could do to them? You can't stomp on them. It's like superpowered. Yeah, little action figures.
Well, I don't remember Superman ever using his supposed super intellect to locate, track down, and destroy every trace of kryptonite in the solar system.
That was Bronze Age. Was Bronze Age.
He did that in the Bronze Age, did he?
Yeah, they got rid of it because they realized at that point you had green kryptonite, red kryptonite, yellow kryptonite, gold kryptonite.
Gold was the good stuff, wasn't it?
Gold was the one where he turned just into a man.
Yeah.
You know, you get just turned just into a normal man. That was the whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow. That's at the end of that. But you know, to really appreciate, you know, the power set and do like, you know, like basically I like me with those powers, I could make the Star Trek universe like. You pursue your hopes and dreams and get whatever you know, do whatever you want. You know, I'd build a giant plow and pull it behind me on the surface of Mars. I'd take this area's flooding. I'll use my super breath, freeze that water, fly it into space, and then deposit it on Mars.
Well, would you need to terraform Mars if you had Superman's powers? Surely you'd be able to bring life back to the Great Barrier Reef. You'd be able to replant and grow parts of the Amazon that have been destroyed. I mean, you'd be able to super breath the Arctic and Antarctic to stop the polar ice caps melting.
You could do that. I could move the Earth a little further away from the sun, you know? Just a tiny bit, like a nudge, like a little tweak like that. That's all it takes, like a little. And there you go. But then people be like, "You could castrate
the Monsanto family with your laser vision, so that they don't reproduce and the legacy dies with this generation."
The one thing Superman better not do is fight the banks, and they'll make kryptonite happen. Yeah. Oh God!
No, they won't. But they'll definitely invest in negative options for shorting kryptonite stocks.
Oh God! Yeah. So they don't even exist. They'll make money off of it.
Yeah.
We can fight Super Larry by any means necessary. We have this fictional element, but
we have his credit score. Yeah.
I think you're right. The idea of that power set, it's like eventually, you know, what do we do? Like shuffle off, you know, like stay on Earth for the next 1,000 years or shuffle off to the other part of the galaxy, do some exploring. As at the end, it's like, it might be a fun idea, but the reality of it, it's like that. I was the one thing about Man of Steel after watching Man of Steel, it made me think of another movie, and it was the Last Temptation of Christ. And in it, that's where Willem Dafoe plays, he portrays Jesus.
Sure.
And so he's building crucifixes for the Romans. And he also like at night, he's in pain because he hears the suffering and the cries of the people of the world. And that's the only thing. When I think of Superman, that's what I think of. It's like Man of Steel got it so right. Imagine having to. I've been told stuff by people, and I've overheard stuff unintentionally, not like trying to be like some kind of sneak, but I've heard stuff I really didn't want to hear. I know stuff I really wouldn't like to know, but I know it. I've had people tell me, but imagine you're Superman. You have to hear a guy beating his wife or a mother, you know. crying because her child's dying and there's nothing you can do, like stuff like that. How much that would mess you up. Now, you could have as much hope in the world, but that would, you know, you wouldn't be realistic. You want to put some realism into a story, that right there would be, it would be horrific. It'd be like, wow, that's just cruel. And that's just, that's not a fun, entertaining story. You know, you want to put that little, you know, but that's what would happen. That is what would happen. And so to do your best to prevent that, then at the end of the, then in the end, it becomes a science fiction story. And then, you know, if you make everything go well, then you have no stories to tell. For, well, in that regard, you got to be around to maintain these incredible things, you know, to prevent these horrible things from happening. But even then, what's a, if you there's no consequences, like, you, oh, imagine a world where, you know, you had these powers and you were able to make machines that, oh, you lose your arm in an accident. Well, they can rebuild your arm. You know, 100% looks just like your old arm. You have no nerve damage, no nothing. It's like, you know, oh, you basically, you live forever. And there's not like, what, you can do anything you want. The, in the end, like, what is life then? Like, you'd have no, there's, you know, you have to have the good and the bad to like contrast with life. It's like, if all you have is good and peaceful and you like, and some, that's why in some regards, you know, Star Trek can be boring. I love it, but it's like that idea of like everything's perfect and, you know, and nothing bad happens here till the Borg show up or the Klingons and Romulans. And it's like, okay, okay, now the Dominion's here. All right, now break out the super weapons. The ships are just basically a flying gun. Break out the self-replicating mines, mine the wormhole, do all these things.
We just need a low, you know, yield phase constantly cycling through the room.
Yes. Exactly. You need to do blood tests to make sure you're not a changeling. You know, the stuff like that. Yeah. You know, it's,
we need to blood test the person doing the blood tests.
You know, worry about changeling, you know, suicide bombers. It's the, these, yeah, is these things, like, that's what
we Star need a Trek Cylon got, detection system that actually works.
Exactly. You know, not a guy who's either thinks he's crazy. You know, stuff like that. You, the fictions in some ways should stay fiction.
Fair enough.
Because it's like, you know, like, look when they start, hey, people don't realize, taser, you know, don't tase me, bro.
Yeah.
That's actually a science fiction construct. Did you know that?
No.
Tom Swift's electric rifle. It was a early 1900s, like kind of pulpy science fiction-y kind of thing. Like before it became pulpy, and Tom Swift, this guy named Tom Swift, he had an electric rifle. And then they just add the A in there, Tom's, Thomas A. Swift electric rifle, TASER, taser. And so, you know, that's how you get the taser, and which, A, it prevents cops from shooting people, but then you probably give somebody a heart attack if you see some of these people, you know, get tased and they fall like a, you know, they turn into a stick and they just fall on the ground like they can bust
I'd
your
like
face
to though. Think there are less fatalities from tasing than there are from gunshots.
True. Yeah,
and less collateral damage. I think it's you're not seeing electricity rebound or go through people.
That would be interesting to see that happen. That'd be like some kind of arcing weapons,
yeah,
some Ark of the Covenant kind of deal. Oh my god, some Tesla cannon. But
well, we might wrap it up there. I think we've definitely used up our limited Silver Age power sets on this discussion.
Yes, we did. Even though it turned into kind of like, what is the ages of comic books?
Yeah, well, but I think it's a valid question because not everyone, including myself, is 100% aware of where those distinctions lie.
Well, these are off the top of my head. So if I got something wrong, folks, please correct me. And you can correct me either through the email for the show, which is
AKF@whitetigergraphics.com or podcast@ankingfrequency.com. I made multiples that all send to the same place just to make it easier for you, the listener. Larry has the best way to get in touch with you on Twitter.
@LarryKingUndead for all your comic book stuff and me talking about movies and, you know, concepts and stuff like
all,
that.
All kinds of things. Larry's Twitter is a real joy, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's my portal to the rest of the world more often than not. Far less productive on Twitter is myself, @AntonioSanciolo. We've also got our Facebook page, Ant King Frequency. What else is there? You name it, it's out there. I don't think we have a MySpace account. But that's because Tom was a real jackass about it.
No, Tom's a good guy. He's a friend to everyone. He's like Godzilla.
Godzilla, sure. Or Kevin Spacey. Whatever.
Oh, come on. What did Tom ever do to you?
Well.
Tom was a nice guy. Tom was a smart man. He got out when he did. He's like, all right, I'll sell it off when this thing is going under.
Yeah, that was definitely Kevin Spacey's problem. He definitely got in when he shouldn't have. But we'll wrap it up there, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care now. Bye.
Game Frequency. Copyright 2018 by White Tiger Graphics.